Good day, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Link Limited and SKP Securities to Link Limited's Q4 FY24 and full year FY24 earnings webinar. We have with us Mr. Deepak Jalan, Managing Director, and Mr. N.K. Dujari, Director of Finance, and representatives of Uterus Advisors LLP, the company's IR advisors. This webinar is being recorded for compliance reasons, and during the discussion, there may be certain forward-looking statements which must be viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. I now hand over the webinar to Mr. Jalan for his opening remarks, which will be followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Deepak ji.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today for the investor call of Link Limited for the fourth quarter and the full fiscal year of 2024. We are pleased to share that FY24 has been a milestone year for us, with our revenues crossing the significant rupees 500 crore mark. Although reflecting a modest year-on-year growth of 4%, the year has truly highlighted some of our strategic initiatives and the resilience of our business model. In Q4, we witnessed an increase in operating income, up 14% quarter-on-quarter and 3% on a year-on-year basis. This growth has been driven largely by our flagship Pantonic range, which was in line with our expectations. Over the course of the year, the Pantonic range grew by over 21% in value and contributed approximately 34% to our total revenue. The final quarter saw even more impressive growth, with a 32% increase quarter-on-quarter and a 30% rise year-on-year. This exceptional performance of the Pantonic portfolio underscores the success of our strategic focus on premiumization and high-margin products. However, I would also like to address an important aspect of our product strategy. While our Pantonic portfolio has seen remarkable growth, we recognize that some of our legacy products experienced a decline in volume. This was partly due to a strategic shift towards higher margin products. However, it is crucial to maintain a balanced approach to our product offerings to sustain our overall market share. Moving forward, we are committed to revitalizing these legacy products. We plan to enhance our focus on maintaining their volumes, ensuring that we continue to meet the diverse needs of our customers and maintain our strong position across all price segments in the market. This balanced approach will help solidify our market presence and drive sustainable growth. While our overall exports experienced a downturn compared to the previous year, we are encouraged by the strong recovery in Q4, showing a 34% growth quarter-on-quarter and a 10% increase year-on-year. The appointment of distributor in North America has expanded our reach into key markets, including Mexico and Canada, and is already showing promising results. This is in line with our ongoing efforts to deepen our penetration in some of the neighboring countries, as well as other significant markets like Brazil and East Africa through our subsidiary in Kenya. This year, we have also been excited to introduce several new products, including the Pantonic GRT at rupees 40, which was launched in Q4 finally, and the rollout of some new variants in the Pantaloons brand portfolio. Although the response to some of these variants was mixed, we are optimistic about the upcoming launch of the Pantaloons CLR ball pen at rupees 20 and the Pantaloons Evo gel pen at rupees 30. Our commitment to innovation remains strong, with a range of new products planned for the second half of this year. On the distribution front, we have refined our strategy to maximize revenue per touch point rather than merely expanding the number of touch points. This approach has helped us improve our market presence, particularly in the southern and western regions of India, where our revenue share has increased significantly over the past 5 years. Finally, I'm pleased to inform that our board of directors have announced a dividend of rupees 5 per share, maintaining our commitment to rewarding our shareholders. This represents a payout of about 22%, pending approval at our upcoming AGM. In closing, although we face challenges, our strategic initiatives focused on premiumization, market expansion, and product innovation have positioned us well for sustainable growth. We appreciate your continued support and look forward to another exciting year ahead. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Dujari to provide updates on financial numbers. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jalan. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate your presence at the FY 2024 Link Limited earnings webinar. Before we proceed to the Q&A session, allow me to provide a concise overview of the financial figures for the year gone by. During FY 2024, the company's revenue from operations grew by 4.3% to 508 crores from 487 crores in FY 2023. Operating income for the quarter stood at 141 crores, of 2.6% improvement over quarter four FY 2023, and 13.6% growth over Q3 of this fiscal. Gross profit for the current year stood at 159 crores, increasing 4.7% over the previous year. The GP margin for the year remains stable at 31%. Quarter four FY 2024 gross profit stood at 46 crore, and the margin stood at 32.5%. The margin increased by 103 basis points over the previous quarter, but fell by 178 basis points as compared to quarter four FY 2023. This fall was on account of rise in minimum wages in Gujarat, leading to higher labor costs. FY 2024 EBITDA margin at 11.1% underwent a reduction of 150 basis points from its FY 2023 levels. This contraction stemmed from an increase of over 13% in overhead expenses as compared with 4% growth in revenue. FY 2024 PAT stood at 6.6%. The company consistently utilized its free cash flow prudently, resulting in substantial reduction of its net debt over the past 5 years. Net debt stood at -8 crore as of 31st March 2024. As we continue to strategically develop our operational infrastructure, I'm excited to announce our planned expansion in Kolkata, adjacent to our existing facility. This expansion involves an investment of approximately 35 crore for the infrastructure. We plan to finance this expansion entirely through internal accrual, underscoring our strong financial health and commitment to sustainable growth. In line with our strategic priorities, we have decided to defer the planned expansion at our Gujarat facility by approximately 1-2 years. This decision allow us to focus on modernizing and enhancing our facilities in Kolkata first. The expansion here is designed to be modular, which will enable us to scale our capacity based on evolving market demand efficiently. Looking ahead, I would also like to reaffirm our revenue growth guidance. As previously stated, we expect to achieve a growth rate of 17% to 20% in the medium term. However, we now use FY24 as our new base year for these projections. This guidance reflects our confidence in the strength of our business model and the effectiveness of our strategic initiatives. Thank you for your continued trust and partnership as we navigate these exciting developments. So,
yeah, Naveen, we are open for Q&A.
Thank you, Deepakji. Thank you, Dujari. Friends, anyone wishing to ask a question, request you to raise your hand. We'll unmute you and take your question. Just wait for a couple of minutes while some questions line up. We have a question from Naitik Mutha. Naitik, please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. So I have a couple of questions. My first question is, you know, we have bought 60% stake in a Kenyan manufacturer. So I just wanted to understand, you know, the exact amount that we have paid, because the notification mentioned we have only paid $100. So can you please clarify what exactly the payment we have done and what is the nature of this transaction?
The $100 is towards buying the 60% capital of the company. And we have given a loan of $350,000 for revamping the operations. So
we expect an overall
investment of around $500,000, $500,000 in this Kenyan subsidiary, which will be in form of loans only. Capital is right now invested at $100.
So we got the 60% stake only for $100, if I'm getting this right.
There is some stamp duty also, but that is not that significant.
But actually, the loan is part of that transaction, you know, that
it was structured in that manner.
Okay, got it. The second question is, you know, if you could quantify, you know, in terms of the potential revenue potential that we have from the North American and African markets, both separately, because, you know, we've gotten recently a new distributor to increase our reach, one in the North American market and simultaneously in the African market, if you could also, you know, just quantify in terms of the potential that we see.
Mr. Mutha, we may not like to, share the exact numbers, but we'll definitely, give you some perspective. And Rohit, who looks after exports, is here to, explain to you the potential for these two territories. Rohit, can you?
For North America, like we appointed a national distributor just last year, so we are expecting I would say a multiplier growth over a period of next 3 to 5 years from where we are today, and this is purely our own brand, Pentonic brand business that we're talking about, not any private label for any chain stores in US. And we are looking at a well-penetrated network across online and offline stores. So that's the plan for US, and of course similar penetration we are looking into Canada and Mexico as well. About Africa, if we talk about the Kenya subsidiary plans, so there is a treaty called COMESA, and Kenya is a member of the treaty. So from Kenya, our idea is to export to the East African markets. So if we name it, they would be Egypt, Ethiopia, Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda. These five countries put together has a 350 million population, and our exports to this side of Africa is negligible as of today. So given the population number, you can imagine, the market size and potential. And we are looking at significant, growth in the near and the medium term.
Sure. So another, just a follow-up on the African market, like you mentioned, these countries like Egypt, Tanzania, Uganda. So I just wanted to know, while the revenue potential I do understand, but I would assume these countries would be very price sensitive. So would we be that price competitive, to gain or maintain our margins like we have on a on a company level?
So if we look at each of these countries, these five countries, they are very unique in its way. If we look at Egypt, so Egypt as a country cannot import goods from India or China because of anti-dumping. So Egypt can only consume either local manufacturing or from COMESA. Now, if we export from Kenya to any one of the countries in the treaty, you're actually exporting without any duty and tariffs. So, which actually is in the range of 35% to, I would say, almost 80-90%. If you are exporting from India, the landed cost will include the import duties, tariffs, which from Kenya will actually be, negligible. So that we will definitely be able to be more competitive when exporting out of Kenya. Of course, our manufacturing costs will be slightly higher as compared to India. But if we look at the duties and the tariffs, I think we'll be able to be more competitive from Kenya than from India.
Okay. And on
Baidik,
the America,
Baidik, can
okay.
you
Sure,
please rejoin
I'll
the
come back.
queue?
Sure,
Thank
sure, sure,
you.
sure.
We take the next question from Bhavya Sonawala. Bhavya, please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Bhavya, please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. Just one question. I think in your opening remarks, you had mentioned that there was a degrowth in Link volumes due to a strategic initiative of prioritizing high margin products. So can you just talk about how the future of Link will be in the next 3 to 5 years? Will we continue this thing, and where do we want to place Link in the contribution of our sales? Currently about 40%. So what can we see in the next 3 to 5 years?
So, Bhavya, of course, as I mentioned that this year we had a lack of focus on our legacy products, and particularly some of those products where our margins were quite low. So it's not that all the products had a decline. Some of them had significant decline. And so we realized that, even though we had lower margins in those products, it was important for us to at least protect the volumes of those legacy products. And so that's why, we decided that, from now, we will, try to hold on to those volumes, so that whatever actually what happened in the last year, whatever growth we got from Pantonic was negated by the decline in the legacy, some of the legacy products. So yeah, so that was not a really very healthy situation. So going forward, as I mentioned, that we are going to protect the volumes, and we are also introducing not many products, but at least another one or two products in this year in Pantonic, in Link portfolio to compensate the loss which happened in the last year. So although, having said that, ये पेंटोनिक पोर्टफोलियो शेयर इज गोइंग टू यू नो कंटिन्यू टू ग्रो इन आवर ओवरऑल रेवेन्यूज।
Understood. Have you set any kind of target for Pentonic to in the let's say in the next 3 years, the contribution currently, if it's at 35%, do we see it inching up to 50% of the portfolio?
So currently, as I mentioned, that Pentonic portfolio contributes about 34% to our overall revenue, and going forward, definitely it will in another 2 to 3 years' time, it will easily cross 50% contribution.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you, Bhavya. We'll take the next question from Grisham Shah. Grisham, please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon to the management team, and thanks for the opportunity. Want to know how the markets have been in the entire pen category or the writing instrument. That is one. Curious to know how we performed vis-à-vis the market, because this has been a quarter where, it's an exam quarter and followed by the back to school quarter. Also very intuitively want to know why do we have new launches in second half rather than in the first half of the calendar year when it's a heavy quarter, right? The back to school quarter. So that's one. Second is if you could elaborate more on the CapEx plans, that should be interesting.
All right, Grishma, right?
Yes, sir.
So, of course, the quarter four, as I mentioned in my opening remark, historically, quarter four is the highest quarter for us in view of the exam period. So, that's the reason you can see that this was our highest quarter. Although compared to last year, same quarter, the growth is moderate, but having said that, yeah, this has been our ever highest ever quarter. So there has been a 14% growth quarter on quarter. As I mentioned. So that's about the exam period. Then coming to the new launches in the second half. So of course, I already mentioned that we have at least three products ready for launch in the first quarter as well as in the second quarter. So across these two quarters, we'll have three products, at least three products launched. And this first quarter, particularly June and July are back to school season for us. So it is important, as you rightly said, it is important to have new products during this period, and we are ready for that. So what I meant to say that we have a couple of launches in the second half also. So as a strategy, we like to launch at least one product, at least one winner product every quarter. So that is in line with our overall strategy that we have more products lined up for the second half also.
Okay. And on the CapEx plan, if the, I mean, if you could highlight.
Certainly. So on the CapEx plan, as you can see our numbers, this year has been quite moderate in terms of both volume and value. So the need for capacity expansion, I mean, in-house capacity expansion was deferred by a year or so. And of course, we have that flexibility of outsourcing from our dedicated vendors. Yeah, so we decided to hold on to the manufacturing new manufacturing facility at Umargaon, Gujarat, Yeah. And so we, of course, we acquired the land and it's ready. So whenever we need the, we, you know, feel the need of capacity expansion, we can, you know, start the construction. But we thought that, you know, in the meantime, we had already acquired land in Kolkata next to our, you know, existing facility. And we thought that the Calcutta facilities needed some modernization because this was our first factory. And, you know, there was an organic capacity expansion. So it needed modernization. So we thought that we will build the infrastructure at Kolkata, which will call for about 35 crores of CapEx just for the infrastructure. And so next year, you know, we will invest in plant and machinery to increase our capacities. But for the time being, you know, the growth plans which we have for this year, we already have capacities, you know, lined up, you know, both in-house capacity as well as from outsourcing. So yeah, right now for this year, the capex is going to be 35 crores for the infrastructure of Kolkata facility, mm-hmm. and another 10 crores for a regular routine capex, and all of these would be from internal accruals.
Okay. And can I ask one more question?
Grishma, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So, sir, what is the competitive intensity on the ground? I mean, curious to know the market.
Yes, Krishna. So, you know, this category, the intensity has been always very competitive. It's mm-hmm. not that something which we are experiencing, you know, I mean, experienced last year. So, it has been a competitive category. There is a low entry barrier. Yeah. So we are trying to overcome, which we have already done actually. So we try to overcome these challenges or this scenario by innovating on our products. And all our products under the Pentonic portfolio are, you know, uniquely designed. And, you know, so far we have received a good response from for most of our you know new products under Pentonic portfolio. So yeah, I do agree and admit that it's a very competitive category and we have to navigate, and I think with our experience we have learned how to navigate you know even in this scenario. Yeah, but of course it is always a pressure on our margins, and still we have tried to, you know, have, you know, better margins in our Pentonic portfolio particularly.
Fine. Thank you and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Krishma. We'll take the next question from Subhankar Oja. Subhankar, please go ahead and unmute yourself. Yeah.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question was with respect to competitive intensity, basically, and that has been answered mostly. Just one point over here. So we had a 5% growth for FY24. So what was the industry growth for the financial year?
So the industry growth is estimated around that only, about 5 to 6%. And yeah, so we are also waiting to have more clarity once our peers' results are out, but that is the estimate which we have.
So we have more or less been able to retain the markets here, basically, across our markets.
At least in terms of value, yes.
That's good, yeah, that's good. Secondly, with respect to, you said that 3 years from now, your Pentonic portfolio will be 50%, and that is definitely a good news because that's a high margin business for us. So what will be your target gross margin by then? Not asking for a number, but you're doing a 32% right now. So 3 years from now, this 34% Pentonic mix will be 50%. What will be your gross margin by then?
Gross margin will not have that substantial impact because of Pantone. The reason is that we have got a Dalai range also, where we are, it's a purely trading product and margins are not that significant, and we have got aggressive targets for Dalai. So we expect the margin to go up by, say, around 5%, maybe around 35-36% over next two to three years.
So, Mr. Oja, as you see that intensity of the competition, even though, as I have mentioned in my previous calls, that any product under Pantone which we launch has nothing less than 40% gross margin. But, as the intensity increases, we have to support some of our existing products. So that eats away some of our, margins. So even though we have aspirations of, having higher EBITDA margins like what our peers are, delivering, we would like to be a little cautious on giving guidance on that. But definitely, as you know, that we achieved about 12% in the last financial year, 12% of EBITDA. Definitely, we believe that there is a room for improvement on that number, given the revenue growth plans which we have.
Great, great. Thank you for this. And finally, sir, so basically the medium-term growth guidance of 17% to 20% revenue growth. So what will basically be the driver for this? Will the delay, which is basically.
Yeah, let me explain to you. See, the main growth drivers would definitely, the number one would be the premiumization. The second driver is going to be the adjacent categories, as I mentioned, that I think that, right now we are largely in the popular category like ball pen and gel pens, but we are absent in categories like children's markers, permanent markers, highlighters, and some such adjacent categories. So, which we are going to launch in the first half itself, which I did not mention. So adjacent categories are also going to help us achieve our objective. And thirdly, of course, the export business. As Rohit mentioned that, the last year we appointed the distributor in North America and who is going to drive our export business, particularly in that part of the world. So we have very aggressive projections with our North American distributor. So combined, these factors are going to help us grow. Of course, the Delhi business, the stationery business, is also going to grow. So yeah, so these are going to be majorly driving the growth.
Great, great. Thank you so much for this and best wishes, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Shubhankar. We'll take the next question from Shreyas Desai. Shreyas, please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations for the results and thank you for the opportunity. So my question is for Pantone. So, sir, what is the average shelf life at your marketplace and the stationery shop for Pantone?
I could not really understand your question, but what I understood was that, okay, let me explain to you that our classic Pantone ball pen is priced at 10 rupees, and then we also have a gel pen at 10 rupees, So these are end user prices. So if you you ask for the shelf life.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So the shelf life of a ballpoint pen typically is 2 to 3 years. We guarantee 2 years, and but you know it can even go up to 3-4 years. And for a gel pen, typically we guarantee 1 year, but it can go up to 2 years. So this is the shelf life.
No, sir. Actually, you didn't get the question. Maybe I will repeat it. Shelf life in the sense I'm asking for a stationary shop. For how much time does he keep your Pentonic pen for a particular category? For how much time he keep it in his shelf life? So let's say if your launches are too delay. So for every launches, you take 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, it take time. So shelf life for Pentonic eventually get less and shelf life for the peers get more. So in that sense, I'm asking what is your shelf life for Link or a Pentonic in marketplace and stationery shops in order to get the penetrations in market?
I think he's talking about shelf space. Shelf space or... in how much time does a retailer move the stock?
Yeah.
The rotation from a retailer, you know, and Pentonic, say for example, you know, our sales team, they visit the retailers on a monthly basis, right? So typically, so it depends upon the category of outlet, right? So if it's, you know, big outlet, our frequency of visit is more. So maybe the stock turnover happens every 15, 20 days. For smaller outlets, if they have a monthly frequency, you know, it takes, say, about a month. I don't know if I've been able to answer.
Yeah, and sir, if the launches are so delayed and there are like less launches, so don't you think that shelf place will be occupied by your peers if you don't be aggressive on that side?
Yeah, that's one definitely a challenge. So what we see, we already have a large you know, portfolio combined Link and Pentonic. So even if the new launch is delayed, we try to occupy the shelf space you know, with our existing products. So, and you know, as you know, every stationary outlet, they have limited space. So, you know, of course, yeah, our endeavor is always to, you know, keep maximum space occupied, whether with the existing products or with the new products. So if, let's say if a new product is launched, definitely the retailer, yeah, you know, removes, you know, let remove some products from the shelf. It could be a Link product or it could be a competition product. So yeah, this is the situation, and but nevertheless, we will make up our delayed launches in this financial year, and we have very aggressive launch plan.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Desai.
Thank you, Shreyas. We take the next question from Mohammed Patel. Mohammed, please go ahead.
Hi. So my question is, can you please elaborate on why the Q4 growth was slow, you know, the Q4 being the best quarter for us?
So, Mr. Patel, I already clarified in my opening remark that, you know, while we had, you know, decent growth in Pentonic portfolio, we had a significant decline in our legacy products where we had low margins. So, and that was, of course, due to the lack of focus on our at our end. So, whatever we gained by Pentonic growth, you know, was kind of neutralized by the decline in the low value products. So yeah, so that was the main reason. And yeah, of course, as I mentioned that we believe that we also need to protect our legacy products.
some part would also be attributable to the industry, if my understanding is correct. Industry slowdown.
Sorry, can you repeat?
I'm saying the slow growth, some part of that will also be attributable to the industry, is what I'm asking. Industry slowdown.
Well, you know, this is something we've been discussing internally. Is there a decline in the industry growth rate? But I believe, particularly in India, with the increase in the literacy and the population, I don't see any shift or any change in the category growth, at least as of now. But there is a feeling that this particular year has been quite modest for most of the pen companies. So yeah, there can be a little slowdown, but I don't really see any reason for that.
What could be the reason for this slowdown? Anything if you can share?
So, well, 55% of the pen consumption is among the school and college students. So I don't see any reason of decline in the demand or in the consumption on that front. And remaining 45% consumption is either in the offices or in the service sector or at the corporate level, I mean the corporate sales. So there could be some decline in this space, but I don't see any steep decline even in this space. So yeah, so there could be some decline here. Yeah, this is our estimation.
Last question. So, are you expecting this industry growth of 4-5% to go to 8-9%, 10% starting FY25?
Mr. Patel, I think that would be too ambitious to say that the industry growth rate can go up to 8 to 9%. I think that in terms of volume, the growth rate is going to be around 5% or anything between 4 to 6%. But definitely with the premiumization, it is possible to achieve a higher growth, in terms of value. So that's our, take on the industry growth rate.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Mohammed. We'll take the next question from Tanuj Chhabra. Tanuj, please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations and thanks for the opportunity for this call. So my question was regarding the industry growth that you had just mentioned. So the industry growth in volume is going to be about 5% as what you foresee. But we are now focusing more on our value-added higher margin products like the Pentonic, and you had mentioned that it would reach about 50% of your top line. So why is it that with lower volume growth and higher premiumization, our margins are only growing by about 4%, whereas the contribution from high margin products is going up by 15 to 16%? So if you could just throw some more light on that.
As we mentioned in our opening remarks, this year the margin was affected by a wage hike in Gujarat, a minimum wage hike in Gujarat. This wage hike was deferred for 2-3 years, about 3 years for the COVID period. So suddenly, there was a sudden increase of around 30% the minimum wages. So going forward, we don't expect this kind of increase in the minimum wages. So going forward, we should be able to show some better gross profit.
So as you can see, from the numbers, there has been a steep increase in our employee benefits,
Yeah.
which includes the wages, of course. Yeah, so that's quite a steep, you know, in the range of 25 to 30%.
20, 25%.
Yeah, about 25%. So that's a kind of you know, unusual increase, and that is the main reason of you know, of a subdued you know, overall margin.
Okay. Okay. And my other question was regarding the Ethiopian investment that we have made. So what kind, how can you can you just translate that in terms of revenue instead of some numbers? So how, what kind of contribution we can expect?
First, regarding
this is pardon me, this is regarding the capex, or this is regarding some investment we are making in,
sorry,
Kenya?
The Kenyan investment, sorry, I had mentioned
Kenya. Okay,
the Kenyan.
So Rohit will you know, give you some
sure.
So so currently you know, since we you know, just acquired this you know, company, so you know, the operation scale is, you know, very small,
without any,
but I don't want to put exactly, you know, a number to it, but we're looking at you know, a good multiplier growth again here as well, because as I mentioned, you know, the population is about, you know, 350 million, and our revenue from this region has been you know, negligible. So we just made, you know, an entrant, and I would entry, and I would also like to add that, you know, we'll be having a, you know, decent product mix, you know, not at the entry level, but at the mass segment and at the mass premium segment. So that should take care of, you know, the top line and also the bottom line, you know, aspect of the subsidiary.
And just to give you a number, which we, you know, you know, like our existing revenue from Kenya subsidiary is on an annualized basis, it is about 14 to 15 crore Indian in terms of Indian rupees. So that's the current revenue, annual revenue.
Okay. Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you, Tanuj. We'll take the next question from Sakshi Chhabra. Sakshi, please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So I wanted to understand that what do you see the export contribution going to in the coming few years? And also, what would your export margins be?
Well, currently, as you know, that our export exports are about 19% of our company revenue. And, you know, the initiatives which we have taken in last couple of years, and, you know, with markets like North America growing, you know, we can look at least a quarter.
At about 25%.
More than 25%.
Yeah,
but at least
25% in 3 years' time.
In next 2 to 3 years' time.
Okay. And what about the export margins?
Export margins, I've clarified, you know, in all my previous calls that the export margins are generally at least 5% more than the domestic margins. In some markets, it is even more, but in some markets, it is even at par with the domestic market. But in generally, you can say that at least 5% more on average.
Okay, all right. And on the children's stationery, are you going to have an in-house production or will it be outsourced?
So, at least at the initial stage, it's mostly outsourced.
Okay, but going forward, we would think of having our own production line as well?
Right, yes, of course. Once we build, decent volumes or optimum volumes, then, you know, we can look at own manufacturing.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sakshi. We'll take the question from Jainam Bora. Jainam, please unmute yourself.
Hi, can you hear me? Am I audible?
Yes, Jainam, yes. You're
audible. Yeah, I just wanted to understand. I'm looking at slide number 12 of your presentation. And I see over the last three quarters, the share of corporate increasing from 5% to 18.2% in your trade channel mix. So I just wanted some color as to what kind of sales contribution can we expect it to stabilize? And are we seeing some growth prospects over there in the future as well? Thank you.
So, Jainam, the corporate sales, let me clarify that is quite erratic, because in some, let's say a corporate decides to have some cross promotion program for their products, and we grab the order. So a single corporate order can be in the range of few crores of rupees. So, but it is not certain that we will we can get such orders every year. So yeah, so we've been fortunate this year that we had this large corporate order. And so that is the reason that you can see a big jump compared to last year in this quarter. So, but typically the contribution for from corporate, we estimate anything between 5 to 10%. That is on a long term or on a yearly basis, you will see it will range in between 5 to 10%. Although in this quarter, it has a significant contribution of 24%.
Okay,
sorry, 18%.
Understood. My second question is with respect to the average utilization realization. Sorry, per pen. So I see in FY24 it is about 5.67 rupees, and Pentonic's realization is about 5.83 rupees. So I just want to understand in the medium term of about 2 to 3 years, where can we see the average utilization per pen to go? Because you talked about Pentonic being at least 50% of the product mix. So I just wanted some color on that.
So, yeah, Jainam, you can see the graph which is steadily increasing, over the years, and I have really not calculated our future average selling price, but I think we will maintain similar momentum going forward. At least in the medium term.
Okay, so can we expect it to reach to about 5.83, the number that we see in Pentonic 2 years from now? That could be.
I think definitely.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jenna. We'll take the next question from Vedic Bafna. Vedic, please unmute yourself and go ahead. Vedic? Vedic, please unmute yourself and go ahead and ask your question. I guess there's some problem with the mic. Move to the next question. Prathamesh Dahake. Prathamesh, please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Hi, I'm audible.
Yes, you are. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I just wanted to ask the 35 crore capex that we're doing, what kind of pens that will be manufactured there? And is it safe to assume that each and every industry player is moving out of the 5 and sub 10 rupees category, given the fact that 55% of the users are still school and college going people. So due to that, will there be a churn if that happens? Hello.
Yeah, just on that. Prathamesh, as you know, you may, if you have been following us, you know, our focus is definitely on you know, value-added products, so high-value products with higher margin. So that is our clear objective that, you know, whatever new investment we make, whether I mean, yeah, new investments we make, it will be largely you know, higher-value products and not anything below 10 rupees. So that is you know, very clear. But as I also mentioned that you know, we would like to protect our legacy products for which we don't need any new investment. So that's the
Understood. So on the 35 crore investment, what max top line are we expecting? What are the asset turns?
So you know, see, so largely, you know, this is you can say that not largely, but partially, this investment is towards modernization of our, you know, you know, old facilities at Kolkata, because we started manufacturing at Kolkata, so it has been in organic growth in the you know, factory. So partially it will be modernization and partially it will be for new products. But at least in this financial year, since it will take about a year's time you know, to complete or I mean to complete the construction, so we have not yet planned any I mean CapEx plan for new capacities. So that will be done you know, towards the middle of this financial year.
Understood. My last question was, you've mentioned about averagization of pens, let's say premiumization. Does the industry undergo a drastic change and I'd say upward re-rating in realizations every 2 to 3 years, or is it a continuous change? Like, let's say we have had a very steep change from FY21 to 23, but 2024 has been modest. So should we expect a bigger change or delta in the coming 2 to 3 years, let's say re-rating, or in the next every 3 years, does it increase drastically?
So I just let me give you one perspective which could be you know, very interesting. You know, before Pantonic was launched in 2018, the average realization for Link was around 3.5 for at least 10 years, I would say.
Yes.
It was almost for 10 years, it was around 3.5 only. But Pantonic you know, set a new trend in the category, or you can say in the industry of premiumization, and as a result the average realization, not just for Link but for even our peers you know, started growing. So I think right now the momentum is yeah, you know, I mean continuing, and we feel that yes, this will continue in similar fashion, maybe little bit here and there, but yes, we are marching towards a better average realization every year.
Understood. That's all from my side. Wish you all the best, sir.
Yeah, we started. TK. Yeah.
Thank you, Prathamesh. We take the next question from Parv Jain. Parv, please go ahead. Parv, please unmute yourself and go ahead and ask your question.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are. Please go ahead.
So in terms of the competition, has there been any shift in the market share?
As per the feedback which we have in the last year, more or less all the companies are having I mean maintaining their market share, so there has not been real shift as such.
Fair, sir. So my second question would be on a capacity side. So the capacity that we have for our traditional link products and the capacity for our Pentonic products, can you please provide a brief understanding on that? And does it remain fungible between the two, or these are exclusively allocated capacities that cannot be interchanged?
So there are two angles to the capacity. One is the mold capacity, which is not fungible, and the other is the injection molding capacity, or you can call it molding capacity, which is fungible. So let's say if we have a capacity of 1 crore link products, yeah. And if we have a capacity of 1 crore Pentonic products, so I'm talking of mold capacity. And if we have, let's say, the molding capacity of, let's say, just 1.5 crores, so we can make 1 crore Pentonic pens and 50 lakh link pens, or 1 crore link pens or 50 lakh Pentonic pens. So if we have to increase our capacity of Pentonic, we have to increase our mold capacity. So yeah, so I hope I'm clear. Otherwise, I can explain again.
Right, sir. No, I understand. So, what would that realistic figure look like for our current capacity? I mean, how much of Pentonic plus link products can we produce?
So today, I'm talking of purely mold capacity because the molding capacity is quite fungible and flexible. So in terms of mold capacity for Pentonic portfolio, we can produce about 60 million per month, so which is highly underutilized. Let me clarify that. And so far link is concerned, we have a capacity of almost 50 to 60 million again, so almost similar capacity, but yeah, more or less, yes.
This capacity remains non-fungible, right?
Yes, right.
Okay. Thank you
And
so
of
much,
course,
sir.
we are not utilizing 100% of both. Yes.
So what would this utilization figure look like for the current financial year? Any brief idea, sir, not exact figure, but
So briefly, so this year we sold about 72 crore, 73 crore pens, of which, how much percentage is, so about 34% is Pentonic, and the remaining is linked. But that is in terms of value. So
in terms of volumes,
let me give you exact figure.
7%
volume.
Pentonic.
Pentonic is 37% volume. Yeah, sorry. 37%. So 37% volume here, but I mean approximately link,
Link is
link how many we sold and Pentonic how many we sold.
44 crore pieces.
Yeah, so okay, so I have the exact number. Link we sold 44 million pieces annually, and Pentonic we sold about 20 274 million, right?
Yeah.
So 441 million and 274 million. So
Okay, sir.
274 million of Pentonic and link 441 million.
Okay, sir. That helps. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, Mark. Yes, we have enough time to take one more question from from Pratik Dedia, and then we take a question on the Q&A. Pratik, please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, am I audible?
Yes, you are. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So I wanted to just confirm, I think you mentioned revenue growth of around 17 to 20%. So are we still on track for 750 crore revenue for FY26?
Pratik, you know, as Mr. Dujari mentioned in his remarks, you know, we are, of course, still looking at 17 to 20% revenue growth. It's just that the base year, you know, which we were expecting to be FY23 or rather FY22, we would like to change the base to FY24. As you can see that it has been quite moderate. So it would not be really possible to have that kind of a growth as CAGR on FY22 numbers. So yeah, on FY24 numbers, we are hopeful of delivering that kind of a growth.
Okay, fair enough. Got it. All right. Second question I have is more in terms of strategic question on the business front. You mentioned that you are trying to protect your legacy product volume, and which is on the lower margin side and which will probably impact your margins going ahead also. So just wanted to understand, wouldn't it not make sense to aggressively push for Pentonic rather than focusing on, say,
so yeah, yes, you are right, Pratik. So I told my son, on a lighter note, I'm just telling you, I told my son Rohit, to take care of this below 10 rupees segment, to pay attention to this portfolio to protect the volumes. While I do not want to, I would like to rather continue to focus on growing the Pentonic portfolio. So this is how we are looking at it. So there the focus on Pentonic is definitely greater, given the kind of margins we earn on that. So which is not really going to dilute, any attention to the below 10 rupee product, which has lower margins. It's not really going to dilute any of our efforts on growing Pentonic.
Fair enough. Okay. All right. Can I squeeze in one more question?
Yeah,
sure. Okay. On capacity expansion, so I think you mentioned that your current utilization levels in terms of manufacturing remain low. So what is the rationale to go ahead with CAPEX, given that your current capacity utilization are already at low levels?
So see, Pratik, I think we are a forward-looking company, and we believe that yes, FY24 has been mediocre for us, but it's not going to be, the future is not going to be the same, and we want to keep ourselves prepared for a larger growth. So that's why we are keeping the infrastructure ready, and the investment in product capacity would be done in a modular fashion as per the need. And so, yeah, so that's the rationale.
Okay, fair enough. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you, Pratik. Deepak ji, may I take a few questions that have been posted on the Q&A board?
Certainly, please do.
Dheeraj Lohia has asked, what is your view on domestic market? How is it shaping in the current year? This question is in context to our sales from general trade, which is sharply down from 89 crores to 72 crores.
Yes. So, Mr. Lohia, as I already explained we got a hit in our legacy products, and while Pentonic still grew, So that is the main reason, so that's the main reason for this pull down in our general trade sales. So that is the entire effect of loss in the legacy products revenue.
Rahul Dani, just wanted to understand the reason for increase in other incomes. Is it a one-off? And what is the outsourced capacity versus in-house capacity?
So, other income is definitely one-off. Large part of the other income is one-off. So we got a refund, not refund exactly. We got some interest on the VAT, state VAT, which we had paid in excess to the department, and we had some write back of some excess provision of a previous year. So we don't expect these to continue for the future, but definitely there will be some other income category can be there, but not to that extent. So largely a large part of it is one-off, right?
Yeah, it is one-off.
Okay, the second part was, what is the outsourced capacity versus in-house capacity?
So typically, I would say today, of course, I talked about the mold capacity of about Link and Pentronic combined 120 crore pens annually. But so molding capacity would be around 100 crores between outsourced and in-house, which is about 50-50, 50% for both.
Rahul, I hope the questions are answered. Okay, Riddhish Broker. From FY13 to FY19, our top line CAGR was about 3.3%. What was the reason for such subdued growth? And what gives us the confidence that the same will not happen in the future?
Yes.
What were our learnings?
Right. So, as I explained to one of the participants that the average realization per pen prior to Pentonic, which was born in 2018, so for almost 10 years, our average realization per pen was hovering around 3.50 rupees, 3.60 rupees only. And so the industry was really not able to increase the prices because 5 rupees and 10 rupees were quite strong price points, and there was no space for in-between price. So we were trying to develop products which would be differentiated and which could break this we could really overcome this situation. And but unfortunately, we could not really develop products which would be breakthrough for us. So finally, after a few attempts in 2018, Pentonic was born, which was actually a breakthrough product for us, and which has been a game changer for Link as well as for the industry. And so it has given us a lot of confidence that we can upgrade our customers from 5 to 10 and 10 to 20 and so on. So something which did not happen for almost 20 years, between 2000, between 1998 and 2018, there was almost no price increase in our category. So, so particularly, typically, 10 years prior to Pentonic was really very bad. So, but now the momentum has started and is going to continue.
It's an anonymous attendee who's asking, how is the feeling for Q1 as of today?
So Q1 so far has been, it's just been 1 month, and which is typically a low month for us. So we have a double-digit growth in the first month, and we have a good task for Q1 because last year, it was I mean it had a high base. So, but yes, we are confident that with the help of the new products and you know, increase in our exports, we'll definitely be able to deliver a good quarter one. Yes.
Okay. The last two questions are about follow-up questions. Shreyas Desai. Sir, in the past, you were having word with Mitsubishi with some strategic partnership. What is the progress on that?
So we are going good with Mitsubishi Pencil Company, and we are trying to grow the brand to a 100 crore level in next 2 years. So that's about the Uniball brand. And of course, we like to work closer with them, you know, going forward. So we are at discussion level with them on that front, that, you know, yeah, what more we can do together. Yeah, so right now, this is about it.
Bhavya Sonawala, we will look at diversifying aggressively into non-writing instrument segments, like how our peers have grown. Have we thought on these lines?
Certainly not in the near future, because we believe that we are there is a lot of room for us to even get into the adjacent categories. Like I mentioned, you know, the marker range, the color range for the children, like crayons and, you know, modeling dough, etc. And then apart from that, we have a large range of stationery in Delhi. So likes of calculators, the desk organizers. So we have a large range of stationery apart from pens now. So right now, at least in the medium term, our focus would be to, you know, increase, you know, penetration of those categories. So we do, we would not like to go for any unrelated, you know, diversification piece as of now.
And the last question for the afternoon, Pratik Dedia has a follow-up. Are we refocusing on Middle Eastern markets?
Middle Eastern markets?
Middle East.
Middle East, Rohit, you'd like to answer?
Yeah. So, there is, so we've, you know, Middle East used to be actually a good, you know, base for us. But over the years, you know, because of, you know, economical and political disturbances, you know, it's really affected. So there is, of course, you know, effort to, you know, reach our, you know, high, like, you know, the base figures, but there is no, you know, strategic, you know, focus in Middle East for the time being. Yeah.
Thanks, Rohit. Friends, if there are any unanswered questions, request you to share them with me on my email. I've shared the email ID with you. Hand over the webinar to Deepak ji for any closing remarks.
No, dear Naveen, thank you for hosting us. And, you know, I've let me, you know, be very frank that we are not really very happy with the numbers of FY24, but although we are disappointed by the numbers, but definitely we are quite excited and optimistic because we know the lineup of new products which we have, and so yes, we are looking for a good FY25. That's what I would like to tell you know, our participants.
On behalf of all of us at SKP Securities, thank you very much, Deepak ji, Tujari ji, and Rohit, for taking the time out to interact with the investors.
Thanks.
Thank you, Sanjeev, for joining us online. And friends, look forward to having you and hosting the management of Link Limited again for the next quarterly results. Thank you and have a wonderful evening.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everyone. Yes. Bye.